Kinyan Yud Gimel, the 13th Kinyan of the Memchest Varim, Shatera Niknas Bohem, is Mikra and Mishnah. Simply meaning that before a person comes to Gemara, to Talmud Bavli, he has to have a clarity in the Yesidus. When a person builds a building, he needs a foundation. And we already see that the Mishnah in the 5th parak of Pirkei Avos tells us the Seder of this foundation, Ben Chamesh LeMikra, Ben Eser LeMishnah, Ben Chamesh Eser LeTalmud. Although in our times, we don't have that exact age differentiation for when we begin these Limudim of Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud, but you do see this Seder of Mikra, then Mishnah, and then Talmud. And it's important that even after a person gets to the point of learning Talmud, he always has to go back again and again and learn the Mikra and learn the Mishnah in order that he should have that foundation always as a solid footing for his learning of Gemara. Now we have the Gemara of Metzia, Daf Lamed Gimel Amar Aleph, and the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Ha'iskin B'Mikra, Mida Ve'Eina Mida, B'Mishnah, Mida Ve'Noitlan Aleha Schar, B'Talmud, Ein Lecha Mida G'dayla Mizu. You see from the Gemara that learning Talmud is the Iker, Ein Lecha Mida G'dayla Mizu. But the Gemara continues and says, Ula Olam Have Ratz L'Mishnah Yesam In HaTalmud. And the Gemara asks, Ha'Gufa Kashya, Amris B'Talmud, Ein Lecha Mida G'dayla Mizu, First you tell us that Talmud, Ein Lecha Mida G'dayla Mizu. Then you say, you got to be Ratz L'Mishnah more than you Ratz for Talmud. So which one is it? Is it Mishnah or is it Talmud? Amar Rabbi Yechanan B'Mei Rebbe Nishnas Mishnah Zu. This that it says, Ula Olam Havi Ratz L'Mishnah Yesam in a Talmud, was said in the days of Rebbe. Because in the days of Rebbe, they totally stopped learning Mishnayis. Because Rebbe was the one who compiled all the Mishnayis. And then they started learning Gemara, and they were totally leaving the Mishnayis. So Rebbe said, in the days of Rebbe, he was said, no, you got to go back. Even though the Iker, Amelus, and Torah has to be in Gemara, but a person always has to go back and have a clarity in the Mishnayis. Now there's another Gemara, Kedushin Naflamad Amar Aleph. The Gemara says that a person has to split up his time into three parts. And the Maskana of the Gemara is, talking about every day, a person should split up his time between Mikra, Shlish Mishnah, and Shlish Talmud. If you look in the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Hilchas Talmud Torah, Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam brings this Gemara, V'chayev L'shalish Ez Man L'midasai, Shlish B'Torah Shebichsav, U'Shlish B'Torah Shebalpeh, U'Shlish, the way he describes Talmud, is Yavin V'Yaskil Achris Dover Mereshisai. A person has to always be able to understand the Maskana from the Reshis, the Yetzi Dover Midover, V'Yadame Dover L'Dover, V'Yadin B'Midois, Shatayrin Dreshes Bahem, Achi Yeda, Hechu Iker Hamidois, Vehech Yetzi Isser, Vahamutter, Vahyetze Bahem, Midvarim, Shalom and Piashmua, Vinyan Zehu Nikra Talmud. Talmud is being able to be Madame Milsal and Milsa, learn one thing from the other in order to have a clarity in how to understand Isser and Heter and other such things. But the Rambam says a caveat, Bamedvar Mamurim, Betchilas Talmud Shaladam. This that a person has to divide up his day into thirds, one third Mikra, one third Mishnah, one third Talmud is only when a person starts and begins his learning of Talmud. Aval, kshiyagil b'chachma, v'lo yehitzarech l'lmoy Torah shebichsav, v'lo yilasek tamid b'Torah shebalpeh, meaning Mishnayis, yikra b'itim izumanim Torah shebichsav, v'divrei shmua, meaning Mikra and Mishnah, k'dei shalo yishkach dover midivrei Torah, however v'yifane kol yom of the Talmud, bilvad, fi rechav libe v'yishav daitai. Person should spend most of his days learning Talmud according to the Reichav of his Lev and the Yishuv of his Das. And that's our Gemara. Our Gemara, which is Talmud Bavli, that's the main focus that we have nowadays. It's what a person should put most of his energy into. But of course, going back to Mikra and Mishnah, to keep the foundations clear that he should have a good understanding of the Talmud that he's learning. Have a wonderful day.